Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and today we are going to be watching the 9th episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury, Good Karma, Bad Karma. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this, and we're going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go! Good Karma, Bad Karma was the 9th episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury. It first aired on April 21st, 2008, written by John Tilligan and directed by Vanessa Alexander. I think that's not a new director because she was around last episode and the one before that. So I think she's new, but this is her third episode. That is an amazingly cheap looking kite.
RJ, are we gonna have enough dough?
You mean enough drinks?
The real question is, where did all these kids come from?
Perfect storm. The new toy store down the road has revitalized the pizza business. Not that I care about money, but I'll be out of the red in 5 years.
Sorry, my bad.
Maybe 6 years. 86. Ha! I called it!
Here it is. I will strike with the might of the lion. Hi-yah. And again.
The hard R's on that tell me that this is a person trying very hard to get the American accent right. Overlord. I've got to say it. I'm enjoying the fact that they actually have the big bad of the season, you know, doing stuff and fighting other people that aren't just the Power Rangers. This is kind of interesting and cool. Oh, this is new.
You are a strong master. I pledge my allegiance.
And you are a strong warrior, but you still.
I thought Daishi was like the ultimate evil or something. Hey, you know what? That sounds like the same actor as Keeper again.
Come forth, Rinchy Eel.
You called?
mission for you.
Anything for my favorite lizard lady.
Ha! Smiles.
Dai Shi wants the city cleared of humans. Use your slime. You got plenty of it.
True. My slime is totally sublime.
Okay, yeah, he's very weird. Oh, look at that. Isn't that... Wait a minute. Wow, the kid acting stuff just sounds terrible.
Let me have that.
Remember that episode of Dino Thunder where that little kid keeps calling, what's her name?
No, wait.
This game totally sniped my quarter.
Yeah, it's out of order. Sign must have fallen off.
What about my quarter?
Sorry, kid. No refunds. House rules.
Oh, evil. That's the only money he had left. Anyway.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh.
That's my $5.
We got an evil kid in the making. Anyway, that little kid that kept calling, what's her name? Devin and, I can't think of her name right now, but anyway. Kept calling her old, which was kind of funny. Yeah, that's the same voice acting kid. It's still terrible.
I don't mean to. Blah, 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 blah.
End of the line, Chief.
What do you want?
You stole my tip. Not cool.
No refunds. House rules.
Nice. Is that what all this is about? You wanted to buy that kite?
It's just $5. What's the big deal?
Let's try this again. I'm Casey.
Josh.
Nice to meet you, Josh. You know, when I was growing up, there was this skateboard that I wanted so bad. I thought I had to have it, but I just couldn't afford it.
So how'd you get it?
For about half a second, I thought about stealing it. But instead, I mowed my neighbor's lawn every Saturday until I saved up enough to buy it. Listen, the right way and the easy way are hardly ever the same way. Choice is yours.
Okay, he runs off like he got called, but they forgot the sound effect for it. Oh, he probably did. So they save some time by having them say it while they're flipping and then show all three individual morphs. Sure, okay, that makes sense.
Jungle Kung Fu!
First off, this is gross. Second of all, I thought she was going to use the new elephant thing she got last episode. He's leaving no slime on the street there, though. Yeah, this is going well so far. Try it.
Look familiar?
Yes. I grew up just down the street from this farm.
They call it the Heartland. We're going to erase that heart.
The Fishers were good people. When my parents went around, which is all the time, they would let me play on the farm and ride the horses.
Touching.
I remember when Mr. Fisher lost his job, the family was about to lose everything. I helped rally the town and raise enough money for the mortgage so they could survive until we found another job.
What if you hadn't done that?
But I did.
Not anymore.
No. No. It didn't happen like this.
It did.
Oh, wow. He can actually change the... I guess we already saw him do it once, but still, you can change the president. How come he's not all slippery and slimy like the other two?
I hope someone else bought that kite.
Enough of this. I've reached my potential.
Not yet. You didn't fight back. You knew Kung Fu. Easily defeated those bullies, yet you turned the other cheek. Why?
We had a code. Never use your fighting skills against inferior opponents. I wanted to live by that code.
Ugh. But you didn't, did you? You're breaking the code now, aren't you? Break the code here, as a boy. Reach the pinnacle of evil. I'm giving you the chance to make the right choice. The evil choice.
Oh, he didn't have to do anything this time either. Well, those kids are getting the crap beat out of them.
So you chose the easy way.
Of course, it also helps that those kids were suddenly starting martial arts.
I can't trust you, Josh. You decided the kite was more important than your integrity.
No, I just wanted it so badly.
I know.
Same thing, dude.
Along the way that define our character.
I told you I'd pay you back.
How about we take the kite back to the store again?
How about we fly it instead?
Run!
Look, it's the Power Rangers. They're the best.
Quick, duck. Don't let them see you.
Why not?
Because you're a thief. The Power Rangers don't like thieves.
But I love the Power Rangers.
Can't have it both ways, Josh. Either you're a good guy or a bad guy. All right. Now get home and let the Power Rangers do their job.
Thanks, Casey. And sorry.
Oh, he's got an idea. He's got a cloth, not a kite.
Yeah. How about a secret weapon? This time, I brought some friends. Attack! We'll deal with these guys. You go after the slime ball.
Right.
Time to clean up.
Kind of cool music, though. I like the music, though. And yet, the cloth is still dry.
What did you do with my slime?
Is this actually working? Because with all the slime the guy had on him, you're going to need like a ton of rags. Also, I would like to go back and see how the Sentai handled this, because this is all original Power Ranger footage. So I wonder what they did different. That they couldn't use the cloth.
How are you doing? Great. Let's send this eel back to the drink.
Why couldn't the claw cannon work before when he was covered in slime? So technically, he should be covered in slime again. I really like this music. I mean, I miss the theme song, but it's kind of cool music. Guess he is no longer covered in the ooze from before. Okay.
job, Camille. You're Sarah for two. I'm sure Daishi will understand. Taking over the world.
No. He won't. He's even more evil now than he ever was before. Oh.
And you found a really menacing friend.
That's master to you.
Camille, you have failed. Where do the humans remain?
Well, it's not from lack of trying. I called an old friend of mine and...
Silence! You allow this kind of insubordination. Punish her!
Hey, I was alone here. And who are you to judge? Okay. Where's the Daishi I know and love? This new master has got to go.
Forget this, underling. It's time to start your training.
Did she use the L word?
How is it that all of your tables are clean and all of ours are a mess?
Easy. I have a helper today. Another quarter, that makes 250.
Awesome. You know, the right choice feels so much better than the easy choice.
I want to help her.
Me too.
It's a quarter a table.
You got it.
A table. Oh, Theo even helped him. That was kind of a weird ending. No laughter or anything. So the kid seems to have learned his lesson, I guess. And apparently has no parents, so that's also fun. So all the good... Well, I say all. Did Jared only do three good things in his whole entire life? Or was those just the big significant ones? Because I would think he would need to have done more than three to be somewhat a good guy. Anyway, Camille said love, so that's kind of cool, I think. I mean, in the Sentai, her counterpart is very much in love with Leo, Jared's counterpart. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting dynamic, I guess, going forward. But anyway, that's going to do it for today's episode. I want to thank you all for watching or listening. Next time, we'll be watching the 10th episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury, entitled Blind Leading the Blind. Until then, take care.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.